The acting deputy controller of the Accountant General's Department in charge of financial management services, Andrew Kingsley Kumfe, has been explaining the delay in the payment of salaries for public sector workers this month. He told Radio Ghana that the problem was caused by power outage. Mr. Kumfe spoke with George Ankara.
This event occurred as a result of a power outage on the 8th of February, whilst we were in the process of processing the salary for February 2012. We had a power outage, and as a result, the UPS got damaged, and that affected the database.
Mr. Kumfe, are you saying you don't have a standby generator?
We have a standby generator, so each time there is a power outage, the standby generator takes over. So when the power came back, it's automatic. So the standby generator went off and the UPS got damaged, which affected the database. So quickly, we called in our consultants, and with the in-house technical experts, we've been able to retrieve the data. So we are working feverishly to get the payroll out. So as per the release, we are indicating that salaries to government workers, those who are on the central government payroll, will be paid by 29th February.
If you say this is a technical problem, does that mean we do not have the safeguard to prevent this damage to the UPS? Or what?
We have the same gas, but in fact it's a surprise, because it appears the load coming was too heavy, which actually damaged, you know, the UPS has to pick the power first before it stabilizes it for the system to work with. It actually affected the UPS. And normally after every pay run, we take a backup. So the backup we took on the 15th January, which all the pay data for February, that's got disturbed, and we are working feverishly to retrieve all those things. And as we speak, we have revised the system, and then hopefully 29th will be paying salaries.
I understand you had to call in experts from France to come and restore the machine. Is that true?
The France one was the old one, Sigajit. We are not using that one. We are using this Oracle software. So we have the consultant in the name of Provision, and the next solution, which is for the hardware. So they have been assisting our in-house IT guys to work on the system.
Already, there are problems with salaries of workers. Some workers have not been captured on the payroll. Others, allowances have been cut and all that. Are you assuring workers that the data you have is accurate and that there will be no distortions when you pay on the 29th?
You may recall that we paid general salary on the 16th of January. Thereafter, we gave the system to the PPSs, that the MDAs, to input their data. So far as Fair was concerned, the 5 days we gave them to input their data, they were able to have the full complement of that 5 days. And that's the February data which we are working on, which the system got disturbed. So with the February input, we are able to retrieve that February input, and we'll use that to pay salaries, including the 3 months arrears, which were mandated to pay in February.
Some workers are not expecting 3 months arrears. They are expecting more than 3 months arrears.
Those who are on the SSS, the scheduled payment is that October last year, we paid 2 months, December 3 months, January, there wasn't any scheduled arrears to be paid. So February, we had to pay 3 months, and we went on the 3 months, which is included in the February salary we'll be paying by 29th. So we are following the arrears payment schedule.
Does that mean those who did not get the October 3 months and were promised that they were going to get it in December will not get it?
No. Everybody, to the best of my knowledge, those who are due for SSS arrears to be paid, you know, this is a system, and if for any reason an error occurs, the error is corrected in the ensuing months.
Mr. Kumfe also assured workers that measures have been put in place to prevent a recurrence of the problem.
As we speak, we are in the process of developing a disaster recovery site at our regional office at Ho, and work is in progress so that we'll have a solid backup so far as the disaster recovery is concerned. So that site will be a backup site for Controller Accountant General's Department.
Would it be right for anybody to say that there is sabotage in the system?
Offhand, I cannot say there is a sabotage, because what happened was a power outage. You know, we pay salary, the general salary, on the 16th. And as on the 8th, we were even close to the ending up of February salary. And the idea was to process the February salary early enough so that they would do a system upgrading, which was pending. So technically, I would say that it was due to the power outage. So ever since we've relied on our generator, we have not relied on ECG for power intake. So since February 8th, we've been using our generator all along.
Is that not at a great cost?
Yes, it's at a cost. We want a stable power intake because there was a power fluctuation. That's what has disturbed the system.
Did you report this to the ECG for them to know the seriousness of that situation?
But they are easily aware. And as we speak, they are installing the new transformer for us, which is the 500 kV transformer.
What are you telling workers?
We appreciate the humble manner in which they have accepted the incident, and we are grateful to them. We'll do all that is much possible on our part to make sure that they get their salary on time, and we hope to safeguard against all documentations that in future such occurrences will not be experienced.
Andrew Skumfe is the Deputy Controller of the Accountant General's Department in charge of Financial Management Services.